Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
And you're back in the room.
Let's start again. Welcome to the BFM studio, Isaac. It's wonderful to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you're a long-time founding member of Dunedin Band, Two Cartoons.
Yeah. We've been many cities, but we someone said to me it's always handy to claim that you're from Dunedin on your press releases.
Always a two-piece?
We started as a two-piece, but we haven't been a two-piece since we left Dunedin for London.
Nice.
So, yeah, but technically it's just me and Brad who write a lot of the songs, but we've had people in and out the whole time.
Let's start at the beginning. What's, I guess, explain the name. Like, this is like your first ever interview kind of thing.
Yeah, cool. it was either Two Cartoons or Crocodile versus Lion. So I think we chose right. We started because we wanted to be dumb, because everything in Dunedin at the time was really good, but really, like, seriously good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we just wanted to be, like, the young, dumb
have fun
guys. And then there were two of us, so it was informative also, which works.
Who were your peers at the time in Dunedin?
Well, the bands that we ended up playing with a lot were, like, Males. Do you remember Males? They're amazing.
It rings a bell, actually.
Honestly, we should play some of their stuff. They were incredible.
We can. That's exactly what you're here for, basically.
Sick. So. That's great. That's great news.
Until Brad gets here and changes the script.
Yeah, spoilers ahead. And Astro Children started at the same time.
Oh, we've had them up here.
Yep. And then, but, like, just before us, why we started, we were watching, like, A Lizard and Lizard. Anthony Tonin was kind of just leaving. Brown was playing before they changed the name to Hardly Unclear. It was all those, the very, very,
were they called,
like,
Brown?
They were called Brown. I don't know if that's, man. Like, I don't know if my,
I like that.
Was, but
no,
yeah,
that's great.
They
that's
were
great.
Called Brown.
Sick.
Yeah, they were awesome. And, like, so we just looked up to those guys. But we couldn't really do what they did, so we just did other stuff.
Fair enough.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Now, the purpose of this evening is we drag you in here and you select some music for us and the wider BFM audience.
That's quite a responsibility. And I've heard the BFM audience is quite wide.
This eventually will end up on the internet as well. So.
They are. They're, sort of scary, they're discerning stuff, and they're smarter than all of us.
That's
so
terrifying.
It's a collective consciousness of sorts.
Well, luckily I'm super pretentious, so this is going to be fine.
Now, what's the first song what's the first song off the shelf?
This is the first song that we heard and decided we wanted to rip off and be a band because of the song. And we basically just made our own versions of this song in Brad's garage before a big, no, not a big dad, a laneway. That's how the band started. It's Waves, post acid off King of the Beach.
I'm sorry.
Waves with a couple of E's.
Waves Post Acid, as selected by Isaac from Two Cartoons. Now, Two Cartoons, been around a while, and you guys have decided to wrap things up.
In a nice little bow.
You're performing
what
at
Whammy
Backroom.
What do you say? Hang up the microphone or something.
On Saturday.
We're both choosing to ignore
his question.
Yeah. Cool.
No, we're just like
I'm into it.
One question at a time.
Okay.
You had eye contact with John, so give John the question.
He's very good because John, you make eye contact very well.
I'm busy over here with my activities.
And
though.
I'm also winking at you as well.
I do like that. We're ending the band, and it's been a really good run, and it's a good time to end the band, I think. I think we just put out our best song, which I think was like the kind of the what we've always been chasing, and then we kind of hit that, and I'm like, oh, sweet, that's really nice. And we're both working together on stuff, but we've got very divergent things we're excited about at the moment, and it's time. I've realized that time is actually quite a valuable resource that I should be spending on certain things. So, yeah. It's really nice. He's not here, so I could say like terrible shit about
him.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's trying to park the car, but to be fair, it was his fault for being late to my house. So, that's if he
you
can't defend
each
himself,
other,
that's his fucking
You hate each other now, don't you?
I do.
This is it. We're splitting up. Bring up
he's
the
into Kurt Vile. I'm into War on Drugs. That's just how it goes, mate.
You guys change.
So the next tune that you have selected for us.
Speaking of laneway artists.
Yeah, so Waves is what we were trying to rip off initially. Again, this band, it was a joke and then it just kept on going. Mm. That's kind of the theme of the band. So this was the first one. Like, oh, they sound like this. And then when we moved to London, we heard this band and went, let's sound like that. So this is it's still one of my favorite bands ever. It's Parquet Courts, and this is the first song we really bonded over, and it's called Bodies Made Of, and it's exactly what we ripped off to make our song Einstein on the Doll.
Busted bed sheets, been stuck in ruts. Oh.
John's out here just fishing around for a John Campbell sting to show off to Isaac from
TKT. On Laneway Artist. So actually, Car Seat Headrests played the big, not the Big Doubt. Or did they play the
they
Big
played
Doubt?
Laneway and I was away.
Auckland City Limits.
We were in London. They played.
Did Car Seat Headrests play?
They did play ACL as well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't make it to that one.
That little bloody bugger, eh? ACL.
Yeah, you kind of forget about that one.
Do you chuck an RIP on the end of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you?
Ooh.
Oh, I didn't go. I don't know.
How much trouble? No, just because I think, you know, there wasn't one this year, so I guess it's a bit in the dust.
Maybe it's a skip year.
But this isn't about ACL. This is about TKT.
Skip year.
We can talk about whatever we want.
Just making words up.
As long as you buy tickets to our last show this Saturday from UTR, Two Cartoons. Whammy Backroom.
Whammy Backroom's sounding great at the moment. It's a good sized room.
It's a great sized room. I don't know.
It is actually sounding really mad. I've been to a few good things. I've played there and had a good time. So I'm stoked about that room as well. It seems to be a few people in there, like a few
bar.
More people, you know?
Good sized bar.
I think it's important to know, like, I don't know. It's important to know how many people realistically you think are going to come.
Mm.
And for like Backroom, I think it's the perfect size that has been going on for a lot of while, where you can really feel like it's a filled room.
Yeah,
in there,
totally.
But it's still nice and loud. Everyone can see you.
It gets a little
away.
Bit dank as well down there. It gets hot as hell, and it's like, shit, yeah, it turns into a bit of a party.
It's definitely something you take away with you on the night,
totally.
Which is kind of what you want.
Yeah, totally.
Especially, yeah.
Are you guys going to be doing any, like, limited edition merch or anything for the last show?
No.
Like your t-shirts or anything like that?
Nah.
Just a show.
Nah, just a show.
This is good.
Just a show.
This
We've
is
got,
good.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, we're just doing the simple. I mean, our band has failed to do the simple things, I would say, most of the time. So
do you reckon Brad will show up
things.
To the gig? Or?
Yeah, so Brad's not here. He's still parking the car. He
I
was
hope
late
he
to
never shows.
Up.
This is great. I'm really enjoying this.
Brad is lovely.
We've actually only got three microphones here, so really it's...
No, he's lovely.
Brad,
mate.
If you're listening, mate.
Poor guy, man.
My money's on Brad being in shadows right now.
I know what songs he wanted to play, so if when we get to that, I can cue the ones up, and I can. If he's not here, I can try and give a... I've spent a lot of time with that guy, just the two of us, so I think I could maybe communicate what he was feeling from them, but...
Mm. Miss you, Brad.
Yeah, I'm enjoying having the microphone to myself.
It's nice to have you. Should we cruise on to the next track? Is that John's pointing?
Headrest. Yeah, so this is the third Marvel phase of Two Cartoons and what we were trying to rip off in the final one, which is what produced my favorite song, which is Less People, which we just put out. And
that was a great song.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully Brad's stuck in traffic, and
the
irony would be perfect.
Very good. I should have left a GoPro with him. Damn content. And Vincent, Car Seat Headrests, and then the rest of Car Seat Headrests I got into, they're a very big influence for that song. It's very good dynamics and it's really rock and roll. Let's crank it out.
Button.
Voice sounds like the perfect combination of Jonathan Richman from The Modern Lovers and Julian Casablancas, I reckon.
I agree.
Just together, those two people, one.
Blow my mind.
Hey, welcome to the BFM studio, Brad from Two Cartoons.
I made it.
Found a park and whatnot.
Does it feel good to be here? Oh, you're clapping, man, actually.
Thank you.
What a saga.
It's been great, good to be here. Thank you.
Now, Brad, just to bring you up to speed, we've been reminiscing about Two Cartoons and the music that has inspired this band. Off air, Isaac just said it was kind of a bit of a joke band to start off with.
Totally.
He said the fact that he's a guitarist
was a joke because he only has one guitar, so he's never really in it properly. That's kind of what we got to.
I've only ever played other people's gear.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm playing the last show on Saturday on other people's gear.
This band was started on borrowed gear. Like 100%.
Yeah, shout out to Sports and Karen from Sports for letting me play his gear for so long. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Now, Brad, what other sort of projects do you have on the go outside of Two Cartoons? I know this is kind of about Two Cartoons, but you've also got an interesting array of other musical projects that you're involved with.
I mean, that's definitely like part of the reason why we sort of wanted to call this quits as well, because I was like, I've got all this other shit going on. So
what?
So I was playing guitar in Sports, but just left that one as well. And then I'm also involved with Mingo Pier, which is the festival. But
how
it's
good
also,
was that party, by the way?
Oh, so fuck, good, man.
Every year I just want to go, but I've never been. Damn it!
It's great.
It's amazing.
Have you not been before?
Nah, I've never been.
Come along next time. It's great.
I a couple of years ago, Psych Magic played. I was out of New Zealand at the time, but I was like, just ruining the fact that I wasn't able to go and
that was a great
see those guys DJ.
We only had one half of it, but still great.
So same thing.
Fucking awesome stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That festival is also a musical project because Luke, who runs the festival, is it's me, Luke, and Dom. We started DJing together when we were in London. And so that's just put out its second EP and working on the next couple, which is all getting released on Soundway in the UK. So
great record label, by the way.
Yeah, super cool.
Stuff.
Yeah, so pretty stoked to be a part of that. So
yeah,
that's got heaps of stuff going on. And then I put on my my rock and roll hat, or my rock and roll pants, maybe, and play in a band called Minnie Simmons, which is like very rock and roll, 70s kind of vibes. So between those two, got heaps going on.
Cool.
It's good.
And the reason we've got you in tonight is to talk a little bit about two cartoons, but also guest licks and music. And have you pulled up this Kurt Vile number?
I have. Got super into Kurt Vile when we were living in London, and definitely inspired my guitar playing on the record that we made while we were over there. You know, bought a phaser, bought like, you know, two delay pedals, and just fucking worked out. It was great.
And you've been polite to everyone, and you've chosen a short one.
Yeah. It was going through Kurt's discography, you're like, what's under 5 minutes?
But he opened a track with a 10-minute track. An album.
I'm definitely excited about catching Kurt Vile tomorrow night at Power Station. I think he's playing Tuning Fork on Friday night.
Hey, Kurt, if you're listening, you're bloody great. Thank you for doing what you're doing, Kurt. Thank you.
34 Princess Street, come right up. This is Jesus Fever by old mate Kurt Vile. Who's pumped about Kurt Vile?
Woo!
A couple of people are texting in, pretty pumped about old man Kurt Vile.
Super pumped.
He does like to have a good old jam out. Is he coming down with the Violators? What's the vibe?
I think
that's,
he is.
That's a good question.
Isn't Annabelle from Miss June doing a solo acoustic set opening at the... I believe so.
Oh, she's a fucking bass.
Not acoustic, but a solo set.
At the Tuning Fork?
I think
at,
so.
Oh, it's Roy Owen.
At one of them.
Roy, okay.
Roy Owen at Power Station, I think.
Sounds great, either way, actually.
I'm very jealous of both of them, to be honest.
Great.
Now, two cartoons. Have you another selection for us? We can sort of find that.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to play Mykonos by the Fleet Foxes, because when this band started, we kind of just hammed up the old vocal harmonies quite a lot, which is very much inspired by the Fleet Foxes.
Yeah, you go like, what do we have? Two people. What can we do? We can both sing?
Yeah.
All right, we'll sing together.
Yeah.
And that was all we did.
Okay. Would you say that your vocal harmonies are better than, if not, like just head and shoulders above Fleet Foxes?
Worse.
Oh, it was close, because when we were recording one of the tracks, I did the old Freddie Mercury trick and just layered myself up like six times.
Man.
So, you know, it was convincing, you know?
Like when you play John Olomu rugby and you pick all John Olomu.
Exactly. Bro,
it's John Olomu rugby.
That was actually a great opportunity for... there's no need to be modest here. This is you're promoing your last show here. You say Fleet Fox's vocal harmonies inspired us.
Oh, sorry,
but like sort of we're way better than the Fleet Foxes.
We're much louder.
Yeah,
way better.
You far less need for a pillow at our show, and and there are still tickets available. They're $20. It's going to be more expensive on the door. We're going to play. It's our last show ever. So
who are you playing with? Who are you playing with?
It's just us.
Yeah.
So a long set?
We're playing all the... We're shutting up and playing the hits.
Yeah, cool.
As you do.
If the crowd's like, oh, I fucking this, that and the other, are you going to do what they say?
Only if we can.
Yeah.
Probably not, to be honest.
All right, here comes Fleet Foxes. How do you say this? Mykonos.
Mykonos. It's a geographical place.
Greek island?
Oh, shit.
As the winter time.
Fleet.
Oh, shite the bed.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I didn't.
Hot mic. Fleet Foxes, as chosen by Brad from Two Cartoons.
That's the band. Yeah.
Now, I know we've kind of covered this off a couple of times, but it is your final show ever this Saturday night at Whammy Backroom. If people want to get tickets to the gig, where do they find them?
You can go to our Facebook page, Two Cartoons on Facebook. We've got the ticket link in there. There's the event for it. It's called The Death of Two Cartoons.
R.I.P.
Or you can go straight to Under the Radar and go Gig Guide. Saturday night, Two Cartoons, buy your tickets through Under the Radar, $20. It's going to be more expensive on the door.
Now, we've queued up a Two Cartoons song, Less People, Less Traffic. You guys are currently shooting or about to shoot a video for it.
Mm.
So you're going out on some new music. This tune was massive on BFM a couple of weeks ago. A few weeks ago. Everyone up here was frothing on it.
That's crazy because, like, it's been really nice. BFM's been really nice to us in a really sarcastic way, because our first thing was Fancy New Band.
Yes, it was.
And we every time we put a song out, BFM always at least gives it a good listen. Mm. Oftentimes, quite often plays it and has us on to talk like tonight, and it's been incredible. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Two Cartoons, for your musical service.
Our pleasure.
All the best with future endeavours.
Yeah, all the best for Saturday night. If people want to keep an eye out on the Auckland scene, they might see you selling your guitar.
Oh,
Isaac.
Yeah, if you want if you need a new Fender Baja Telecaster, it's a little bit worn because I don't look after things because I'm a baby.
Maybe you should just give it back to who you took it off.
I should.
And Brad, doing stuff with Flamingo Pier?
That's right, doing stuff with Flamingo Pier and Minnie Simmons, so that's where you'll find me.
All right. Sure, Two Cartoons, here's Less People, Less Traffic. Thank you, gents.
Sicko.
Thank you.
Stopping movement.
Other people, a constant nuisance.
All my neighbors, spoiling projects of my design.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.